This story is called The Prison Chaplain. I couldn't read or write, so they threw me out of second grade. A new teacher divided the class into sections. She started me out in the advanced section, but quickly moved me to the corner of the room and sat me all alone, forgotten, all by myself. Those are the words of Air Force Sergeant Terry Johnson, who today is a successful minister, teacher, radio host, chaplain, and spiritual leader. Terry is a second grade failure whose life has been a hard trail of tragedies, failures, and victories in Jesus. One of his good friends says, Terry knows about salvation personally and is a man God uses to share the good news of grace to the powerful and the weak. Get close to Terry. He'll show you that God loves you personally and is eager to perform miracles in your life. As an Air Force sergeant, I served in the President's Honor Guard for three United States presidents, Terry says, and each of them knew I loved God. Terry finally stumbled through elementary and secondary school and then into the Air Force, where he finally understood the learning disabilities that had kept him from learning. Determined to help others who face similar challenges, Terry began taking speaking appointments where he could encourage young people towards success. On one of those appointments, a friend asked him also to speak at a local prison, the Oregon State Penitentiary, near Portland, Oregon. Hey, a lot of these guys get into prison because nobody helped them conquer their learning disabilities, the friend told him. They just got discouraged, got into trouble, and ended up here. Come talk to them. Terry agreed, especially since Portland was his home, the city where he had been thrown out of second grade. When I got to prison, Terry describes the day, they took me into the assembly area and told me they had decided to bring all of the prisoners together for this one time. This is unique. We don't ever do this, but we're going to do it today for you. We've heard you've got something that they're going to be happy to hear. The officer told me, Terry said, that the prison was full of gang members that hated each other, so they were adding a bunch of other guards for the event. Then the officer gave me the rules. You stand up and speak when we tell you. You quit when you're done. You stay on the platform. You do not come down to the prisoners. You do not pray. You do not make a call for commitment or chains. Just speak and leave. That will be all. Understand? Yes, sir, Terry answered. The room quickly filled with hundreds of prisoners. When everyone was sitting down, three guards brought in one last prisoner, the worst case in the penitentiary. His legs were chained together, and another chain ran from his legs to his neck so that he could barely move. They sat him in the very back, far from all the others, and three guards stood around him, guns ready. Terry poured his soul out to the guys. He started with second grade and described his life of failures, trouble with the school, trouble with the law, trouble with himself. And he also told him about the constant love and prayers of his mother. Finally hit me, Terry told the crowd. God loves me even when I'm bad. And he is always right here to help me live like I was his own son. They listened. Rugged prisoners with tears flowing freely as they relive their own lives through Terry's story. At the end, Terry heard God telling him to pray for the guys, even for the guy in chains in the back. Terry didn't ask permission. He just raised his hands and reminded the men about how his mother had prayed for him every moment of his entire life. Most of you have a mother, a grandmother, a father, an aunt, an uncle, or someone else who loves you and has been praying for you like my mother prayed for me, you can hear Terry preaching. Now, if you'd like me to pray for you, stand up right where you are. Raise your hands high like this. Is that okay with you? The room was quickly filled with men who were standing, weeping, raising their hands, begging for Terry to pray for them. Even guards stood, arms high to God. I prayed, said Terry. Oh, I prayed. I used words I knew their mothers had been praying for them. And then we cried together. As he prayed, Terry disobeyed another of the rules. He stepped off the platform and began walking back through the crowd toward that man in chains at the very back of the hall, toward the prisoner who had tried to stand, only to be shoved back down by armed guards, toward the weeping man who was struggling to raise his shackled arms to God. Terry cannot tell this part of the story without pausing, his own eyes pooling with tears. The prisoners were crowding around me and thanking me as I walked through them toward the back. But when I got to the prisoner in chains, I asked everyone to stand aside and let me talk to him alone. I crouched down in front of him, and he leaned into me, getting right up in my face. "You don't remember me, do you?" the prisoner said. "But I remember you. 20 years ago, back there in second grade, before you were sent to the chair in the corner, I was the boy who sat next to you in the third row. You listened to your mother's prayers and let Jesus pull you out. I didn't listen. By the time I was 15, Terry, I had been arrested 17 times. At 18, I started living on the streets where I was known as the human calculator because I could keep track of all the deals in my head, and it finally caught me. Now I'll never get out. Terry, can Jesus love me in here?" The room filled with cheers as Terry shouted, "Yes, he can, and he already does." Randy, the prisoner in chains, was baptized a few months later. Though he's still serving out his 60-year sentence, he's now called the prison chaplain because he's the guy everybody comes to learn more about Jesus.